Welcome to the Playtech Notice of Q3 KPI and Trading Update on the 9th of November 2011. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the presentation, please press the star followed by the zero on your telephone for operator assistance. I will now hand the conference over to Mor Weizer. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for taking the time to join us today for this analyst conference call to review Playtech's 2011 third quarter key performance indicators and trading update. This is the Chief Executive, Mor Weizer, speaking, and I have with me our Chief Financial Officer, David Mathewson, and Director of Investor Relations, Ross Hawley. I will begin by providing you with a brief overview of the third quarter's performance, and then David Mathewson will take you through the financial details. I am very pleased with our results this quarter, and when you look at the underlying performance of the business with like-for-like revenue figures strongly up on the prior year, this is a very good outcome. Notably, each product delivered growth when compared to the second quarter, which I think is an outstanding result when one considers the European summer holidays period normally has a meaningful impact on the results for July and August in particular. This has continued into the fourth quarter, and our current trading figures, up 5% on last quarter for software revenues, is also testament to the underlying growth of the business. Our PTTS business has performed as expected, and we are very excited about the prospects for the future. I will talk about our operational performance later, but first I will let David run through the financials.
Thank you, Mor, and good morning, everyone. David Mathewson speaking. In absolute terms, gross income was up 70% to €70 million, and total revenues were up 89% over the prior year to €61 million. When excluding the impact of the first-time contribution from our services division, principally comprising PTTS, revenues were up 29% on the prior year to €42 million. Looking to the quarter-on-quarter growth, total revenues were up 6% when compared to the second quarter of 2011, again excluding the first-time contribution for the services division. Casino demonstrated continued strength, up 34% in the prior year and 6% over the second quarter. Poker also showed a substantial rise on the second quarter, and this was helped in particular by the suspension of one of the largest poker operators at the time, as we forecast earlier in the year, with notable growth in tournament activity. In addition, Cash Poker in Italy added another product line and helped deliver a strong poker performance for the quarter. However, I don't want to overdo the impact the Italian business has had on our performance, although it has clearly been a standout success. And the Italian regulated market is an important segment of our poker business. Excluding the impact of the new Italian network, our casino revenues would still have recorded a 4% increase over the second quarter. And overall, Italy contributed only one-third of the software revenue growth. That's testament to the performance across the networks. Bingo and VideoBet both also performed very well, up 5% and 6% respectively over the second quarter, and each adding material revenues over the prior year, such as Bingo up over 24% on the comparable period. Revenue figures for PTTS are included in our results for the first time and are classified in a new category, the Services Division, which came in at €19.5 million. Given the extent of the business restructuring prior to the acquisition in March this year and the impact of the closure of France last year, it is not possible to provide a truly comparable figure for the third quarter of 2010. What I can say, however, is that overall there was a small decrease in revenues compared to the prior year period, but an improvement in absolute terms at the EBITDA level. In part, this reflects an ongoing restructuring of some of the business and revised terms with certain affiliates, such as moving from fixed to revenue share contracts. Throughout 2011, we've seen the PTDS business delivering consistent performance and an improved EBITDA margin on the prior year, and this is currently running well above 25%. Consequently, we remain very comfortable with the run rate we discussed at the time of the acquisition in March, with an EBITDA figure in excess of 20 million euros on an annualized basis. Turning to potential regulatory change, both news flow and speculation from Germany regarding regulations, I want to reiterate the fact that while Germany has been an important market for us, it is not anything like the scale that France was before it regulated last year. I do not feel anyone is in a position to forecast the outcome of the German regulatory debate, but we have licensee and JV opportunities and a strong affiliate marketing network which will enable us to participate in a regulated market if and when it's regulated. In our KPI announcement this morning, we've also set out our nine-month figures, where total revenues were up 31% in absolute terms and up 22% excluding the services division and the impact of France in the figures. While trading in the last 2 months of the year are a key period for us, our current trading shows software revenues up 20% on the prior year and 5% ahead of Q3 for the first 31 days of this final quarter. We have also seen solid performance from PDTS. This gives us real comfort for being able to deliver on our expectations for the full year. You heard earlier from William Hill at the end of last month as to the results for William Hill Online. Their net revenue growth remains strong, up 28% compared with Q3 in 2010. As they indicated, margins were impacted by additional costs of paying or accruing for gaming duty in Italy, Spain, and Greece, and significant marketing investments, primarily in the UK and Italy. Playtech's share of profit totaled 8.6 million euros for the quarter, and for the first 9 months, our share of profit was up 15% over 2010. I've also been hard at work in discussions with a range of financial institutions as we review what is the best capital structure for our business in the longer term, as well as funding the opportunities we have before us. This engagement has been on a number of levels and encompasses both capital structure and financing terms, along with our deliberations on an appropriate long-term dividend policy. Interaction with the banks has been very positive and constructive, and I look forward to a successful outcome to our discussions. This concludes the financial overview, and I would now hand you back to Moore, who will take you through the operational performance.
Thank you, David. Turning to the operational highlights of the third quarter, we have continued to push forward on a number of major product launches. The preparation for the Italian launch and the migration of the Paddy Power Casino was a core focus in advance of its launch in early October. In addition, our regular rollout of monthly new content continued, such as the innovative cashback slot game, the 50-line series featuring Marvel characters, soft slots, and most recently a Halloween-themed game. We also launched the Coppa Poker Play for Fun site just after the end of the quarter, and Casino Grand Madrid successfully completed its beta testing and went live. The acquisition of the mobile gaming enabler Mobenga, announced in August, delivered a step change in our mobile platform and sports betting capability. We have been quick to start the integration process and to identify opportunities to broaden their licensee base. Mobenga also launched products for notable licensees in Q3, including William Hill, Skybet, Sportsbet, and IAS Bet, the latter two in Australia. The GTS team was active in advance of Danish regulations and achieving the final integration with the Bingo product. GTS is becoming the games engine for a variety of Playtech products, and a broader range of Playtech casino content will shortly be available across the Bingo platform. GTS also signed 4 new games developers onto the platform, who will bring a range of exciting new content, further extending the variety of choices to our operators. We continue to look for ways to enhance the content offering, as this continues to be a key attraction of GTS licenses. The focus within the Bingo team was on the migration of the Italian Bingo network onto an upgraded platform, as well as work planning for the Gala migration in the new year. There are also a number of international opportunities for new Bingo licenses which are being explored. Having completed the major UK rollout for the Global Draw licenses in the second quarter, the team at VideoBet has focused its attention on international markets for new machine deployments, as well as moving to a monthly new content rollout to the existing estates. We are confident this will help operators achieve higher machine revenues when combined with the enhancements that the VideoBet platform provides to them. The experience gained through the major UK conversion has given VideoBet very substantial expertise of migration and technology deployment in a broad range of operating environments. This has led to an upgrade of the international business to the same technology as used in the UK, enabling a single platform solution across all markets. In addition, VideoBet has enhanced its capabilities for hosting third-party games content, which will deliver considerable benefits in workload and time to deployment for an increasing range of new content. The team at Intelligent Gaming, which we acquired in January, were successful in a tender for a visitor registration system for all casinos in Sweden and are also busy on preparing to install an end-to-end solution for Astor Stratford, the first large casino under the 2005 Gaming Act. Operationally, PTTS continued to focus on providing services for its existing client base and has enjoyed considerable consistency in its monthly revenues. Hosting, payment advisory, and network management services have been performing very much in line with the expectations, and activity and revenues do not vary much from month to month. Marketing revenues saw growth in Q3 due to increased player activity, such as from new poker players and casino. The division also saw a rise in related affiliate marketing costs, also typically on a revenue share basis, and driven by successful efforts made to attract players earlier in the summer. As mentioned earlier by David, we have restructured some of our affiliate marketing relationships, which has an impact at the top line, but as David indicated, we have improved the EBITDA margin. At a corporate level, we have been very active since we last met with analysts at the end of August. We have progressed with a number of key discussions with potential partners, both for joint ventures and M&A opportunities. In addition, we have engaged with shareholders and financing counterparties over a range of issues relating to our future capital structure. David, in particular, has been in discussions with major international banks and also at investor conferences in London and Las Vegas and investor visits in London and New York. With regards to joint ventures, there has been notable progress with parties in different jurisdictions, and I believe we are moving in the right direction on a number of fronts. Our expectation is that there will be clarity before the year end on at least one joint venture. Our M&A projects continue on track as we look to expand the group's existing technology and product offering. The cost of the opportunity is currently under review, vary in size up to approximately 30 million euros, and we have focused on acquisitions which will be earnings enhancing, can be quickly integrated, and will also accelerate our organic development. At the interim presentation, I set out in quite some detail what the benefits of having assistance from PTTS was for an inexperienced operator looking for support in entering a newly regulated market. With preeminent software and services capability, Playtech is a compelling partner with a track record and understanding of that particular country's players through previous offshore experience. While the precise structure of each partnership will depend on the particular circumstances and market opportunity available, our joint venture strategy is firmly centered on leveraging our expertise and capabilities in conjunction with a top-tier local brand, rather than developing a range of minority financial investments. Uncertainty, both on regulation and the Eurozone crisis, may have some impact on the process, but I believe we are still on target and the range of opportunities is in fact broadening rather than the reverse. As you may also be aware, last month I worked very closely with William Hill to assist in the resolution of the disruption they faced at William Hill Online. As a joint venture partner and William Hill Online service provider, we have focused on what we do best, supporting our JV partner and providing market-leading products and services to our customers. Overall, these quarterly results reflect the strength of Playtech's overall business model and the benefits that our scale and breadth of our capability can offer, whether by product category, geography, or distribution channel. Finally, I want to make a note of thanks to Barry Gibson, who resigned from the board as a non-executive last week. Barry served on the board for the past year and a half and provided some valuable insights to us over this period, for which I am very grateful. I know that he has some other pressing demands on his time and that I will miss his sector experience and sense of humor. We will quickly embark on identifying a replacement for Barry. Thank you for listening to this briefing, and we would now be very happy to take any questions you may have.
Thank you. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. Your questions will be polled in the order they're received. One moment for the first question. The first question comes from Richard Carter from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Richard.
Hi, morning. A few questions. Firstly, I don't know if I heard clearly, but you obviously made a big thing about the JVs at your interim results. Did you say that you were hopeful to have clarity on at least one JV by the end of this quarter?
The answer is yes.
Okay. Secondly, in Italy, can you say how much revenue is generated in Italy?
Yes. I can give you those numbers. Let's start with PDDS, first of all. It's approximately 17% of our income.
Yeah.
And in Playtech, it's about 5%.
Okay.
So take the combination. We ran a calculation, Rich. It's about 9% overall.
Okay.
$5.5 million.
And then you said that Italy contributed about a third of the revenue growth. Were you talking year on year or quarter on quarter?
It's really year on year, that, Richard.
Okay. And then in terms of the current trading being up, could you just talk about, in terms of the product verticals, are all the product verticals growing at that level, or is there any differentials in growth rates between the different products?
It's pretty level, Richard. Let's just keep it the answer yes.
Okay, and then in terms of costs, I mean, are you still reiterating the guidance you gave at the interims on costs?
Yes. We're very comfortable with cost control.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from Michael Campbell from Daniel Stewart. Please go ahead. I'm sorry, his line has removed from the queue. We have Simon Davis from Colin Stewart.
Yeah, good afternoon. You very kindly gave stats on Italy. Could you possibly do the same for Germany? Talk about your exposure in the German market and what trends you're seeing given current regulatory uncertainty. Is that market still growing for you?
The market is growing. On the Playtech, on the software side, it's about 5.5%. And on the services side, Simon, it's low teens, 12-13%.
Altogether, Simon, it's 8% for Playtech. And I would like to add that other countries, or we see growth in other countries, we indicated in the past that it was higher than that. It is still growing, but other countries such as Italy, UK, and other markets are growing faster. And therefore, the contribution and the exposure to Germany is reducing over time.
That's great. And just to clarify, I couldn't quite catch your comment on acquisition spend. Were you saying, you mentioned 30 million as a figure. Is that the amount you see spending in absolute terms, or is that just sort of maximum deal size for any acquisition?
This is pretty much the sizes of the deals we are looking at varies between few millions to up to 30 million.
Great. Okay, thank you very much.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. And to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. We have a question from Simon French from Panmure. Please go ahead.
Yeah, morning, guys. A couple of questions from me, if I may. Firstly, if we look at the geographic growth year on year, obviously Asia Pacific growing ahead of the other regions, perhaps could just give us a bit more color on exactly where in Asia Pacific those revenues are coming from. And then secondly, just on the article in the FT this morning, it says in there that the injunction was taken out by William Hill against Playtech to prevent Playtech selling its stake to a competitor. I was just wondering whether you could comment on that, please.
I'll answer the first part and then more to the second part, Simon. We don't really answer on Asia. I mean, there's quite steady growth in Asia. It's growing well, but we've tended to be non-specific on just which country, and we'll continue with that for the time being.
Okay.
On the FT and the injunction, obviously it's more a question for William Hill, but just to give some light on that, at the time, as it was indicated by William Hill, it was based on certain speculation in the press. We were injuncted, and the injunction was that Playtech will not sell its shareholding in William Hill Online. This is the only thing I can say at this point in time.
Okay, that's fairly helpful.
Obviously, Simon, I think that he just reiterates the desire of William Hill back then, and I believe that this is the case today, that they see us as a valuable JV partner, and this is why they wanted to tie us in to ensure that we remain such a JV partner to them.
Okay. No, that seems sensible. If I could just follow up maybe with one more, just on the revenue split, you very helpfully sort of provided more detail in terms of services and video bets. I think that still leaves about 1.5 million euros of unattributable revenues in the quarter, and I was just wondering whether you could give us a bit more color on exactly what they are for, please.
There's a series of small items in there, Simon. There's first trading from Mbenga. There's a bit in there of our income.
Okay.
There's a little bit of GTS. There's some affiliate solutions there. Tiny bit of PDDS, a little bit of Virtual Fusion. When you add all that together, that's the mix. But there's nothing material in all of that.
Sure. And we should expect that to grow sort of broadly in line with group revenue, therefore.
We're trying to get other down. We're trying to press other down.
Although you can, basically it was the case in the past, and we do expect it to grow, yes. It is part of the business. It is not just one-offs that were included this quarter. And we expect those to basically appear in the following quarters.
But they'll perhaps be allocated to, you know, specific divisions, if you like. Moore's right, it's growing, but we're trying to get allocation better.
Okay. And then I guess just one final one. In terms of the U.S., obviously we've seen BWIN Party announce some transactions in the U.S., and obviously you have your launch of the COPA play for fund sites. Any further developments there that you can provide more color on, please?
Unfortunately, we can't at this point in time. There is a lot of uncertainty with regards to regulations in the U.S., especially now that the election year is just around the corner. Obviously, there are a lot of political powers working behind the scenes, but I can't comment more on that. I will just say that obviously Playtech is very active. We were the first to announce a significant deal and agreement in the U.S. We are very happy with the way it goes with COPA, and we are very happy with the successful launch of COPA. This is a very innovative product that we launched there for especially and dedicated to play for fun and virtual currency. So we are very happy with the progress in the U.S. and definitely very active in order to position ourselves. So if and when regulations will be introduced, Playtech will be in a good position.
Okay, that's great. Thanks very much, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. The next question comes from Emmanuel de Frigerago from LDV Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I have two questions. The first one is, can you please update us on your thoughts behind dividend? And the second question, it's a more general, let's say, structural question on this issue of joint ventures. You said on the call that you don't want to take minority stakes. So maybe in the light of your joint venture with William Hill, and obviously without mentioning any names, can you maybe more philosophically explain what type of joint ventures are you looking at? Is it with operators? Thank you.
Okay. I'll start with the dividend. As indicated to the market, we are exploring various corporate transactions, including JVs and acquisitions. We are actively working on these opportunities, and we are progressing the discussions and negotiations with a variety of potential partners. We will update the market once we concluded that, so we will be able to update you and provide some clarity on this subject. In terms of the JVs, what we meant is that what we also said earlier, what I also said earlier is that we would like to partner with local leading brands in different key markets for us and key markets for the online gaming sector. When we said minority, we really meant a small stake in these companies. The idea is to have a JV where we are a JV partner with significant shareholding. It doesn't mean that we will be the majority shareholder. It just means that Playtech will not be a minor shareholder, but intends to be a passive shareholder around 40 to 50% in order to enjoy the benefits that will come from such a JV.
And then can I just make maybe a follow-up there? Doesn't this surely mean that you're departing from your software roots? And how does that, tally?
Reality showed us here in the UK that it can coexist, and it's we have a joint venture with William Hill Online on one hand, and we are a passive shareholder. We are not actively involved in this business in any way, and at the same time we supply a lot, I would say even most of the UK operators, leading operators, with our software, and obviously we intend to replicate that in other markets. Because we believe that such a JV, as long as we are a passive shareholder, can contribute to other B2B customers that will enjoy an operator that will bring liquidity, because it's mostly bingo and poker, or I would say poker and bingo, and therefore they enjoy that as well. So it gives us a strong base. Such a JV gives us a strong base to attract B2B customers as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Andrew Lee from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Morning, David. Number of questions, please. Casino, just to clarify your comments and on the back of what Richard was talking about, was the 4% casino growth ex Italy, was that Q on Q or year on year?
It is Q on Q.
That was Q&Q. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Secondly, on PTTS, can you just explain why the revenues were down? Is that lost contracts? Is it the customers are not growing as much as the market? Can you just give us a feel for that, please?
Yeah, but the idea is basically to focus on better deals with better ROIs. So focusing on target audience that will bring more value. Obviously,
right.
PTTS has a certain marketing budget, and the idea is to invest it wisely in order to create the most out of it. So certain agreements were changed from fixed fee to revenue share, and we refocused and planned in advance our investment in terms of marketing in order to maximize the bottom line, the EBITDA. And I'm happy to say that while there is almost an insignificant change in revenues year on year, we managed to increase the margins and grow the bottom line, the EBITDA that PTTS generates.
Brilliant. Okay, cool. And then on this consistent revenues from month-on-month point, can you tell us what the percentage of the revenues that are fixed, and then presumably if you've moved those contracts from fixed to revenue share, the month-on-month volatility will presumably change going forward.
We'd rather not give that, Andrew, at the moment. We may come on a separate discussion with you, but we'd rather not give that here.
But would it be fair to say that if you're moving contracts from fixed to revenue share, then you will become volatile from month to month?
I wouldn't say that, because the revenue share is very much linked to the revenues. So I don't see that as volatile. I just see that as aligning the interests of everyone in order to grow the business.
Okay.
And you know, the hosting and network income is very stable. We're comfortable.
Yes, okay, lovely. Have you lost any contracts in Q3 or had any contract changes in the quarter, please?
The answer is no.
Okay, cool. And then just finally, on the size of the deals, the $30 million, that includes any of these JVs that you're referring to, does it?
No, it's mainly referring to, I referred earlier, when I referred to the $30 million, to acquisitions.
Right.
I will say, I will add here that JVs will require something along the lines of between 15 to 30 million for each JV in the different countries. Depends on the size of the partner, depends on the size of the market. Obviously, it will vary between market to between markets, but at the end of the day, it will be quite substantial in order to ensure the time that we enjoy time to market and establish one of the strongest and leading operators in the market, in a newly regulated market.
Okay, great. So just squaring a circle with what David was saying at the interims in terms of raising some debt, the size of those deals and the time it would take to negotiate them seems slightly out of sync with deciding to tin the dividend. Postpone the announcement on the dividend? Presumably that's something that, in light of the share price performance, that you're going to actively review.
We're very much focused on this as a package here. I mean, I'm busy with the financial institutions. These discussions take time. They've got to get to know us. There's diligence, or sensitivities. We've got to get the right sort of structure for any debt we take on. And we can look at our club facility. I'm also looking at some bilateral transactions. So we're making very good progress. I want to make that as a positive. The discussions are good. The banks want to engage with us and lend. And we're simply really refining the structure of borrowing. Now, Moore and the operating guys are very active on the joint venture and acquisition discussions. Some of these are imminent, and we want to be absolutely comfortable that we've got all of our ducks in a row here, and that when we go into those new investments, they're able to generate the sort of returns we anticipate that will allow us then to restore dividends. So it's very much interlinked, all of this, and we're well aware of the market's desire to see some commentary on just what I'm referring to, and we will be doing that as soon as we are able.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from Gavin Kelleher from Goodbody Stockbrokers. Please go ahead.
Morning, guys. Just a couple from me. In terms of Bingo, the performance, could you give some colour on whether it's been driven by market share gains from existing licensees or it's new licensees, or if so, the mixture, and give some colour on what the split is? In terms of the underlying performance in Casino ex Italy, the 4% quarter-on-quarter growth, again, could you give some colour on what's new licensees and what are the existing licensees seeing in terms of a rate of growth, if you can? And just on the JVs, Moore, you mentioned maybe something, the Eurozone crisis, etc., could delay JV discussions. Can you just reiterate what you said there and maybe give a bit of colour on whether the kind of the FT article today does not have any impact to potential JV partners in your view?
Okay, so I'll start with Bingo, and I will link it in with Casino, and I will clarify why. The way we attribute the Bingo, the revenues we generate through our Bingo product, is If it's bingo card purchased, it's basically attributed to bingo, but if it's a casino side game, then it is attributed to casino. I will say that all of our revenues in bingo were from existing licenses, so all organic growth. Obviously, this growth is reflected partly, as I mentioned, through the casino, because the growth came from both growth in the bingo, the pure bingo play, the cards purchased, as well as the casino side games that are being played on the bingo site. In the casino, it is divided between pure casino revenues, bingo side games, and poker side games, and obviously GTS. And I would say that the vast majority of the casino revenues were from existing licenses. There was a very small contribution from new licenses, but it was very insignificant. Obviously, in the fourth quarter, there will be contribution from Paddy Power, which was successfully launched sometime in October. In terms of the FT, there is obviously no impact on the JV discussions. I think that people look at the performance of William Hill. They listen carefully to what William Hill say. They listened. I can tell you that some of them listened to the call. They saw how we handled the situation that they had, the disruption in the business. They were very happy to hear that. And I think that they are very comfortable with Playtech as a JV partner, especially given the performance and the way we acted recently. Last, I would refer to the JVs and the Eurozone, the economic Eurozone. Obviously, in certain markets that are going through a crisis, the companies operating are looking at the market and consider what it means for them. So obviously, it's in within this context, but I'm happy to say that this discussion and negotiation still continue, and we haven't seen a single situation whereby a potential JV partner basically came back to us and said we would like to put it on hold or we would like to wait with that. But it is being taken into consideration given the fact that these JV discussions are obviously including certain business plans, and these are all taken into consideration within the context of the economic situation in each and every country.
That's great. That's great, Mor. Thanks very much.
Thank you. The next question comes from Michael Campbell from Daniel Stewart. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, morning, James. I missed a couple of things earlier. It's interrupted. Just quickly, Mor, you mentioned the acquisition costs of around 30 million euros, but you also spoke about the average deal size. Could you just repeat that, firstly?
Yes.
And then secondly, just coming back to the growth from the Italian market, could you split out on a quarter-on-quarter basis across the products what Italy contributed in terms of growth? Thanks.
Yes, so I will refer to the first question, and David will answer the second one. The first question was with regards to the size of the deals. As I mentioned, the M&A opportunities that we have are up to 30 million euros, not necessarily a lot of those at this level, but as I indicated, I said from few millions and up to 30 million euros. Obviously, earnings enhancing bolt-on acquisitions. I also refer to JVs separately because, as we indicated, it's part of our strategy. We are in discussions. We are negotiating, and it is something that we aim at doing by at least one by the year end. And in the context of these discussions around JVs, it will require funding because these are newly regulated markets, new operators. So it will have to come, it will have to be with an investment from both JV partners, and the range there is between 15 to 30 million, depending on the country.
Thank you.
On the Italian market, I can just give you a flavor of the revenues there. The Q3 Italian revenue was about 5.5 million. Of that, approximately 3.5 were from PDDS, and the balance software revenues, largest of which was poker, was about 1.2, and then casino 600 and Bingo royalties were smaller. I'll get back to you specifically on the growth on those, but that's an overview of the Italian income we've got.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. And to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. Okay, thank you. At this moment in time, we have no questions. Please continue.
Thank you very much for joining us for the KPI call today, and that concludes this morning's presentation.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. This concludes the conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.